But you know what? If God is setting me to offend people, if it's God in me doing it, then it's righteous. Jesus offended people. It was righteous. I don't presume that I know when and when not to offend people. But if the Spirit of God is moving me and I offend, that's of God. And so be it. But I want to dwell in love. And I pray that that is what I do. And that I would be built up in it more perfectly. That I could have a greater confidence, you know. 17, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Let's see. I like that. That's why. I want to be, when the day of judgment comes, I want to be able, now boldness doesn't mean, hey, God, AJ, see what you doing, what's hanging, how's it happening? Whatever. you know, I don't mean that kind of like ludicrousness, but it means literally all outspokenness or frankness. It means to be able to speak frankly. In the day of judgment, I could come to God frankly and say, I've run my course, Master, you gave me 10 talents or 5 or whatever. You gave me 5 and here are your 10. You know, I did the works that you gave me to do. Of those that you gave me, I've lost none. You know, I think of the frank way Jesus came to God in prayer. And so I want to frankly come to God without, you know, doubts, without wavering. Be plain with God. No deceit, no, you know, and in some ways, there's some ways which you can't even really see what you're doing or how you do things. I want to have that. But look at this. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. As he is. As Jesus is, so am I. Wow. What a thing to say. I can't even say that. But that's what's going to give me boldness in the day of judgment. That I could say, as he is, so am I. When you do that, and then you perform a miracle, they'll kill you. Just like Jesus, you know? They say, it wasn't for the miracle, it's because of... I think Jesus knew something more. He was right. They killed him because he did good works. Because of the miracles he did. Because if he had just been some guy saying, I'm the Son of God, they would have said, here comes another babbler. You know? Really, they wouldn't have killed him. It's because of the miracles. That's why they killed him. Because otherwise, you know, and that to me, I think, is what really incenses people. You know why? Because people, I'm talking to you, right? Let's say I'm talking to you and we're disagreeing. I'm just another man. I'm just someone with an opinion. You have an opinion. You feel your opinion is right. I have an opinion. I feel mine is right. We butt heads. You think I'm a jerk. I think you're a jerk. We go our separate ways. There's no difference between us. But now let's say... Now I throw down my rod and it turns into a snake. You throw down your rod and it clanks on the floor. Or by some trickery, you make it, you know, whatever. You know, like Janus and Jambres, they withstood Moses. Well, that's, you know, or I turn the river into blood, you know, or I, or some, you know, or whatever. You know, some miracle happens through me, testifying to the truth of what I'm saying. If God doesn't give you the grant you the grace to the acknowledgement of the truth that you could repent, there is a way in which that can make one, and I don't mean you listener, I just mean anyone, can incense them very much. Because now they've been beat. And a man in, you know, a cornered animal is very dangerous. Says one thing, one man's opinion, one man's word. Believe me, if Jesus just went around saying, I'm the Son of God, he never would have been crucified. It's like if I go around. What do you think? If I go around claiming to be the Son of God, people are going to say, yeah, another whack job. If I go around saying I'm the Son of God, and I start calling fire down from heaven, I'm probably Antichrist, you know? Because that's what it says. He calleth fire down from heaven on the sight of men. That kind of testimony. I was like, though, that the two witnesses, the fire comes out of our mouths, whereas the fire that the Antichrist does, it comes from heaven. Because God is in us. But to him, he's in heaven. And though God has given him authority to pull fire down from heaven, even the fire of God, it's still, God is testifying of his witnesses that he is in them. For therefore, the fire comes forth out of their mouths. I think that's beautiful. So I have a preview of the kind of wisdom I'll give you out of Revelation. I look forward to teaching it, because I know people are going to listen to that. People always want to, oh, I want to hear Revelation. You'll get an earful. Maybe not what people expect. Okay, we love him because he first loved us. I'm sorry. Let me go back to verse 18. I want to be bold in the day of judgment. Not cowering, not wondering, not questioning. The last thing I did on earth was, you know, I was sleeping with a prostitute and I got shot. You know? Think about the boldness you're going to have if you walked in that. Think about the last thing you did. You know, like, let's say the day of judgment comes and you had strangled yourself masturbating. Do you think you're going to have a lot of boldness no matter what you believed? I believe Jesus is the Son of God. Depart from me, you who work iniquity, is what his answer will be. I'm sorry. That's the way the word speaks. Men speak otherwise, but not the word of God. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. There's no fear in love. Now, it's again, we are to fear God, but we are not to have fear in love. And the way in which I fear God is the way my children fear me. I don't fear him like in the sense of, honestly, if God wants to cause me, if God isn't going to cause me to inherit eternal life, I'm not afraid. It says, fear him that can destroy your body, you know, but I don't have such love for myself anymore. I just, you know, it's, the things of the world have no, they don't speak to me. I'm not afraid of that judgment. I'm afraid lest a promise being left behind that I should fail to enter into it. You know, I mean, in a sense, yeah, I am afraid that I should come short of God's glory, you know.